really don't know because you sound different.
At the intersection of 74 and Post Road in Shelby, about a mile from my house, and I am getting the repeater up here just fine.
That's impressive.
Yeah, a bit of an exaggeration, but, you know, I can hear it, and I can talk on it, so I'm just going to ride it in and see where the dead spots are now that they've apparently fixed whatever they fixed.
No, they've done anything.
Talking about it the other morning, I think somebody knew that they had done something to it, but they weren't sure what, but it is certainly night and day. Yeah, like even in my car, I was getting the repeater much farther south than I normally do.
Well, good deal. I'll have to check the black hole again.
A monitor for here because I'm just dropping out a little bit, but yeah, I'm going to try it periodically on the way in and see how well it does.
I cross the state line, so I'll be here.
The farm that kills everything RF, including cell phones, but yeah, no, I'm encouraged by this.
You sound like you're on a different radio than normal, but I mean, you're good and clear coming into the repeater.
Exciting, at least for the time being. I'm in my truck on the same D710 that I've always had in it, but maybe it's just my allergies making me sound different.
But either way, I mean, that's impressive for sure.
I mean, I can key up the repeater only, but I can't talk on it from here, and now it's just fine. It's definitely a huge improvement, whatever they did, if they did something.
See what I can find out.
I asked Dave the other day on the way home to see if he knew anything about it, but wasn't able to get him.
I have to keep an ear out for him today. If not, I'll have to shoot him a text and see what I can find out. Got my curiosity up now.
It's an enormous difference. It was, you know, the difference between, you know, 0 bars in my car and like 3 or 4 bars in my car. I think each one of those is, you know, 3 or 6 dB or something. So it was pretty significant, whatever it was.
Hoping he was listening, come in here. Sometimes he is of a morning.
And he was definitely in here at 5 o'clock. I used to talk to him most mornings on my way to Itron when I lived down in Seneca and worked over there. But, yeah, since he's retired, you know, mornings are mornings are a definite maybe.
I can't say that, you know, I'd be any different. If I retire, I don't know that I want to be up this time of day every day anyway.
You and I are definitely starting to eyeball, you know, when we can do it. Or at the very least, you know, quit these jobs that are so much time and do something a lot simpler.
That same here. I think we were talking about that a little bit earlier this week. Priorities change as you start aging, don't they?
I have my first back surgery next month, or in June rather. So yeah, it's definitely a time. You know, I hit 50 back in December. Yeah, now I'm starting to have the medical thing, so it's like time to slow down.
Yeah, I hit 50 in May, or I'll be 50 in May, and then in June I got to have my first surgery of knee replacement. Happy 50th. Get some new hardware.
How things go, but, you know, we're going to be... I think, you know, we were looking at our plan last night, and we are going to be completely out of any debt that is not a house in, like, 2 years. That's our student loans and my camper, my car, and all that other stuff. And then we start hammering on her house, and then we'll have her house paid off in, I don't know how many years it was, but... Yeah, once we get that done, we will be completely free and clear, and we can stash some cash away and then hit the eject button.
Major part of it is having a plan and then just working the plan.
Dave Ramsey videos, and like he says, you don't work for your money, you make your money work for you, and you tell your money what to do, and so that's what we're doing, and it works a lot better that way.
That's my trouble, is finding a way that I'm comfortable making my money work for me without the risk of the stock market and places like that.
Intimidated by the risk of the stock market, but I've definitely been becoming more conservative as I've gotten older. And I've been with Fidelity for probably 15 years now, and I've gotten to where I can, you know, for their funds, I can pick which ones are a little bit more, a little bit less risky than others, but I'm doing pretty good. And I punched out. Like, as soon as Trump won the election, I punched out. I'm all cash now, and I'm glad I did. At some point I'll get back in, but when I woke up that morning, I'm like, nope, we are not doing this. I'm all in money markets, getting my 4.5%, and I'm happy with that right now.
I kind of done the same thing I was doing it before he won office or anything like that. When interest rates started up so high, I was doing maxing out the CDs every time, and then just my there for a while is almost 6%, so I was doing pretty good at it. And then now they're down around 4.5%, so I'm still doing decent, but that's what I've been doing.
County markets right now, I don't like CDs because they tie your money up. I'll pay the 0.25% to have the money market liquidity, but I have a bunch of business development company stocks that are nice because they're tax advantaged and you get high dividends as a result. Both real estate investment trusts and business development companies are required to pay 90% of their profits out to the shareholders in dividends, and as a result, they pay no income tax to the government for their profits. So that's a nice hit, and all of those holdings I have are in tax advantaged accounts, so 401k and Roth and HSA. So, I get a nice tidy return, 8%, 9%, 10%, 11% on some of them, and it's all tax-free.
Good. I've done a little bit of combination of it. CDs were just a portion of what I was doing, but I have been looking into ETFs, where you're in the stock market, but you're not playing one single stock, you're a group of stocks.
Fund is kind of like a mutual fund where you can trade it in real time. That's the only difference between ETF and mutual fund. A mutual fund, your orders close at the end of the day, and an ETF, your orders close right away. But essentially, they're the same thing.
For HGX. So that's what I've been doing my due diligence and research on lately, is that so that I can start getting there. And the ones that pay out dividends along with the gains.
Back at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, monthly. So it just depends on how they got it set up.
Some development company issues pay either monthly or quarterly. And most mutual funds pay capital gains out in October, and then they pay dividends at the end of December.
Looking at doing that. But haven't got there yet.
I'm a firm believer in what Warren Buffett said, and be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful when others are greedy. And I definitely got fearful when everybody was like, oh, my God, Trump is going to be awesome. And I'm like, no, sir. And we remember this from the 2016 administration. So, definitely punched out and got a lot more conservative. And I imagine after the midterms, it might get a little bit better, more stable. Because I don't like the volatility. I can't handle the volatility at my age. You know, if we have a big downturn that lasts a while, it's not going to be good. So looking for a little bit more stable policy environment to kind of even things out.
From all my research and everything, when the market does this and goes down, that's the time to get in and watch it go back up. So that's kind of what I've been researching and finding out for myself.
Economic indicators and current policy environment, and that's basically how I turn the dial between aggressive and conservative. And right now my dial is on like a 2 out of, 10's the most aggressive. It's on like a 1 or a 2. So definitely hedging my bets right now.
That's me. And I probably don't pay a close enough attention as I should, so that's another thing for me, watching that stuff. But like buying the ETFs, you're supposed to just buy them and not worry about it so much because it's supposed to level things out for you. So, but I've watched some of those, and the ones I've been paying attention to, they've taken a hit lately, but not a huge hit.
Stocks and issues that are, you know, beholden to, you know, public opinion and stuff like that. And also, you know, macro trends, like, for example, you know, as soon as the economy starts to flounder a little bit, the first thing that goes is discretionary spending, you know, restaurants, salons, and stuff like that. So I try to stay away, stay out of hospitality and stay out of things that are, you know, really, really sensitive to the daily economic winds. And of course, you know, looking at the job numbers is also super important. You know, you can see the job numbers start to go south, like in mid-2007, you know, almost a whole year before Lehman Brothers collapsed and took the rest of the market with it. So, you know, all those leading indicators are a good indication of when to get out.
Yeah, and that's true. So, I think we got a little while before I jump back in with any kind of force anyway.
Got down this hole here, so I'll be right back. W2JKT.
4HKX.
On Route 18, there's the first Broad River and second Broad River. So I think it's a creek, and then forget if it's the first or second Broad River that comes down by Lake Welchel right before I get to 85.
I'm so familiar with that way up through there. Just not an area I travel much. That section of 85 and all that up through there, because I always go 74.
Down here, the first and second Rock Rivers merge north of here. The Rock River crosses over 18 and kind of parallels 85 about 2 miles up for a little bit, but eventually crosses it. But yeah, there are a couple little dead spots, but I've had this repeater. I'm about a mile from getting on 85, and I've had it the whole way.
Good on my end. That last transmission was probably the worst out of any of it since we started the conversation, but I was still able to copy everything you said.
So the repeater gets a little fluttery coming in here, but I'm climbing the hill to the interchange for 85 right now, and yeah, it is just fine.
Awesome. I'll have to reevaluate the black hole and see how it is.
From the house to see if I could light the repeater up from the house now, because it used to be that I could key it up, but I couldn't really hear it. Like, it would hear me just enough to open up, but when I went to listen, you know, it was just barely there. But I'll have to check it when I get home today and see if I can get it from my desk at home.
I hadn't noticed any difference when I'm at home, but there again, I hadn't really been paying that close of attention either. So, but it's starting to rain over here now in Greer. Is it raining out there where you're at?
Not up yet. It was dry up in Shelby when I got up this morning, and it's been dry since I left the house. And I'm on 85 now headed down. So, yeah, when it starts to rain, I can let you guys know. But, yeah, it's, so far it's dry.
You're full quieting into the repeater.
An intersection, when I get on 85 from 18, it's the repeater improves like 20 dB.
Most of the obstructions out of the way. It's got a good line of sight on it.
Yeah, ooh, exit 95, they're closing the on-ramp to 85 south on the 29th. They've already closed the off-ramp on exit 92 on the southbound side, so I guess they're finally catching up and redoing the chutes. It's still 55 all the way from exit 96 down to 78.
50 miles of 50 mile an hour on the interstate is grueling.
Shortened up by like 10 or 15 minutes when they raised it to 65. If you were lucky, if you could get 45 because of all the construction, and now that it's 65, it's more like 75, so it made a big difference.
Imagine it did.
When?
Saturday, I'm coming down and helping with the Trail Life event. They've asked the club to come in and do the kids in between stops to make sure everybody's getting where they need to be.
It's always good to get radio out there and use it for some good. But, yeah, I've got our Animal Rescue is having their charity golf tournament tomorrow. excuse me. So I've got, I'm bringing up a whole bunch of tools for door prizes and silent auction and stuff. And I'll be on hand there tomorrow with the Ryobi pop-up tent. And we have two teams, I think, that are going to play in it, people from the office who play golf. So should be pretty well represented and a pretty fun charity event tomorrow.
For HGX. That sounds like a fun day with work also involved.
Yeah, and they give us 2 days a year paid time off for doing charity events on top of our regular vacation. So, yeah, that was nice. That was something they rolled out a few weeks ago when they rolled out the new quote-unquote culture. You know, they want to encourage people to get out there and, you know, wear their Ryobi shirts during charity work. So they're giving us two more PTO days to do it.
Probably a fairly inexpensive way to get the brand out there into the community.
We're salaried and we get paid to do the job, not for our time, so the work is still going to get done because we still have to do it, but we just can shift that time and do something good for the community. So I like it. I have no problem with it at all.
It does definitely sound appealing. Doing something like that, like I said, it gives you 2 days that you wouldn't normally get to off, but you could tie it with work and all. Yeah, that sounds very appealing.
A great company to work for. I've enjoyed it for the last, I'm in my eighth year now. So I've been there a while now, and it's definitely good.
It makes a difference when you enjoy where you work and the company you work for, especially with that commute you got going on.
The only thing that makes it worthwhile, because if it were a toxic workplace, I would have quit. Maybe not even taking the job. But we're very good at filtering out the toxic jerks and keeping our culture friendly and kind.
Man, there's nothing worse than a toxic work environment. It ruins your day, your mindset, everything, and it just affects more than work.
I mean, both of the places I worked before TTI, had their fair share of toxic jerks, and it was just no fun at all. But I'm getting off at 90 here for my my pit stop, so I'll be back in a few minutes, and maybe some of the other guys will be in here by then. But WTJKT, give me about 10 minutes.
Race gags. Well, that's good timing. I'm coming up on my morning pit stop too, so I'll step out for a few minutes. KO4HGX.